Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus, and continue to welcome you to the ministry of the precious Word of God. We are especially taking up the study of Israel's greatest spiritual crisis, and the background of our study is in the book of Zechariah, chapter 12. And I am wondering, my radio listener, if you have any special interest in the subject that is before us, for you and I are living in such times of importance when we realize that the future program of God in relation to the church, in relation to the nation of Israel, and in relation to the nations of the earth, is very near at hand for its fulfillment. The threshold of future events should captivate our hearts and stir our consciences to realize that time is short and the coming of the Lord is near. One of the greatest indications of the nearness of the coming of Christ is the position as well as the condition of the nation of Israel. I invite my listener to give attention to the fact that God is speaking today by what is taking place in the land of Israel. The day is coming and very near when God will again deal and restore and glorify the nation of Israel to fulfill all of his promises that have never yet been completed in their history. We are touching upon the event that will bring them to their great spiritual crisis as it is recorded in Zechariah 12. We would like again to be reading in verse 3 and going down through verse 8. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, all that burden themselves with it, shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith Jehovah, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the nation with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem find their strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an harp or a torch of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheep. They shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem and he that is feeble among them, and that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. My beloved, we have read words that only the Spirit of God can bring to our minds and hearts in blessed reality. But we pray earnestly that these words, as we meditate upon them, will set before us the declaration of the future purpose of God for the nation of Israel. We repeat what we stated in our preceding message, that there is a time element involved in this 12th chapter as well as the continuing chapters to the end of the book. That time element is expressed by these words, in that day, in that day. I would like to repeat that 16 occasions you find the expression in chapters 12 through 14 in the book of Zechariah. And this expression to every pious Jew means the day of the Messiah's coming. What a day that will be. In that day. And then, we mentioned also that the city of Jerusalem is the most prominent place that is involved in this great prophecy of the last three chapters. The city is expressly mentioned 20 times. Oh, my beloved, I commend to you the consideration. The city of Jerusalem is the most important city in the purpose and in the heart and in the mind of God. My beloved radio friend, you think greatly of Jerusalem. It is the city of God. It is the city of Zion. It is where God says, I will place my king upon my holy hill of Zion. So that in our prophecy, the prominent city of Jerusalem is involved. And then we have stated, the nations of the earth are mentioned 13 times in these last three chapters. Oh, may I state to you, the whole prophecy of Zechariah has to do with the purposes of God concerning Jerusalem and his people, as well as the nations of the Gentiles. For God will be dealing not only with Israel, not only with the nations of the earth, but also in relation to the city of Jerusalem. Now we have noted that this describes the final conflict of Israel and the nation, as well as the deliverance of Israel. And it is God who determines that he will destroy the nations that gather together in the last days as they will to destroy his people. For as we notice in verse 4, God's omnipotent intervention is promised. God says in that day, I'm going to smite those who come against you. I'm going to smite them with astonishment. I'm going to smite them with madness. I'm going to smite them with blindness. And whatever the expression indicates, it does suggest in the fifth verse of our chapter that the rulers of Israel and of Judah in that day shall have some recognition that God is for them and shall indeed recognize that God is again to visit his people to defend them. And they will say in their heart, my strength is in the Lord of hosts. My God. And then we have in verses 6 and 7, particularly 6 and 7, we have the indication that even God's earthly people, the remnant of battle, shall have confidence and they will fight. May I point out something to you that is very unique? That the prophet writes that in that day, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, though they may seem to be feeble, the most feeble of them in that day shall be as strong as David. David was the strongest and the greatest warrior that Israel has ever known. And yet in that day, God declares that even the feeble of his people shall be as strong as David. But then let us emphasize more than aught else that in verses 7 and 8, we recognize 'tis not the battle of God's earthly people and their ability to battle and fight their enemies that brings the victory, but it is the Lord himself. For we read in verse 7, the Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. For the Lord will intervene. He himself will be their defender. Listen in verse 8 to the words that declare, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And what a day that will be. My beloved, may I picture it to you? And I trust I can do it graphically and clearly. The nation, the area of Judah and Jerusalem, the city, is to be surrounded by all their enemies. Their enemies will consist of the Gentile nations, has represented coming to destroy God's earthly people. But God instills in the hearts of his people a unity and a confidence and assurance that the eye of Jehovah is upon them for good. And thus, they are enabled to possess supernatural strength, as it were, to battle against the foe. And God inflicts terror, confusion, upon the ranks of the enemy, due to his own power. And God declares, he himself will save them. He himself shall defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. My beloved, may I say to you, I wonder if we realize it. Long ago in the history of Israel, God defended his earthly people. I know that for the judgments of God upon them, this people have not known Jehovah's power. They have not seen Jehovah's intervention. God has left them and scattered them. But God's purposes, according to his word, is to restore and bring that people as a nation back to their land, and ultimately to place them under their Messiah, the King of Israel, even our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and to glorify that nation above all the nations of the earth. Now mark these words, my beloved listener. Listen carefully. The day is coming when the nation of Israel will be the greatest and the most glorious nation upon the earth. Before that day of glory comes, there is to be greatest trouble, and Israel is to pass through its greatest spiritual crisis. What we are reading in the 12th chapter of Zechariah leads to that spiritual crisis. But God will defend his people at the end, destroying their enemies, delivering the godly remnant, and glorifying the nation as he has purposed. My beloved, may I ask you, do you realize it? But first of all, do you realize your soul needs to be saved before that day with its judgment shall fall on the earth? Father, bless thy word to the glory of our Savior. Search the hearts of the listeners, if not saved, to come to Christ for Jesus' sake. Amen.